It's Dave and Darren in the morning on Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. Thursday morning, we get a chance to catch up with Mike Schultz. He is the movie critic and editor there at the River Cities Reader. Mike, only one movie was out last week for
you to watch.
Is that right?
But it was long. It was a long one, so it kind of made up for the lack of other options.
Wait a minute. When you start off your review with, it was long.
But it was great.
Oh, okay.
It was phenomenal.
You loved the Batman.
I loved the Batman. I don't think I've been this excited about a comic book movie since Dark Knight.
Right.
To be honest.
Yeah. Right.
It's tremendous because it's designed as a serial killer movie. It looks like Seven. It looks like Zodiac. You know, It looks like a David Fincher version of, and the director, Matt Reeves, of this one is tremendous. We talked about, I think last week, he did the vampire movie Let Me In.
Right.
And the couple of the better Planet of the Apes movies. It's dark and it's menacing and it's not, and it takes itself seriously.
Yeah.
And only too seriously, kind of in the voiceover narration, they think I'm hiding in the shadows, but I am the shadows.
Okay.
You know, that kind of stuff where he's basically journaling, you know. Aside from that, though, it is spectacularly exciting and really scary.
Huh. And scariest Batman ever?
Scariest Batman ever, I would say. Yeah, for sure. And the cast is just killer. So many good people in that. Oh, I loved it.
That's,
had a ball.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah, it deserved its money. I'll go back. I'll see it again. No problem.
A buddy of mine said he loved it, but it was 40 minutes too long, he said.
It doesn't need to be 3 hours by any means, but the time is filled really well. I mean, there's not a boring moment in it.
Okay.
It's just a long sit, but and it probably has two endings more than it needs.
Now, could you tell as far as the audience
Yeah, it was really interesting. I saw it in Chicago actually, with some buddies I hadn't seen in a long time, and a couple of them started the movie a little snarky because it starts with that kind of hard boiled narration, and they were like, for the love of Pete, but you could feel the whole audience collectively going, oh, this is what this is going to be. Uh-huh. This is okay, uh-huh. And the jokes play because they're unexpected because it's so dark and foreboding, you know. The audience had a ball.
I mean,
everyone
Batman
stayed through the whole credits, and there were no, I don't think there were any credit cookies even. I don't think we got any bumps.
Are there should you stick around for the credits or no? You're saying
I don't think you need to.
They don't do that in DC.
It's weird. If they had if they did the Marvel thing, I missed it talking to my friends, but I don't think they did. It was it's an epic. And man, Paul Dano is good as the Riddler. He's great. And Colin Farrell as the Penguin is funny. He's great. And Pattinson rocks as Batman.
I can't wait to
see this.
It's
all sorts of good.
All right. Well,
it's such a good time. Yeah.
You've talked me into it.
Good.
You
should go.
The Batman.
Because you have no other options this weekend either.
Okay, so then did you like it better than The Dark Knight then? Or?
I'm not sure.
It's just debate.
Wow, Heath Ledger is so great in that. I mean, that's just, that's an iconic thing. And this one doesn't have a villain to match that as good as Paul Dano and Colin Farrell are.
Yeah.
But it might be a better movie, for sure. I'm leaning that way. That's why I need to see it again, partly. It's because I'm like, I think I like this better than The Dark Knight. So
better, the best Batman ever, maybe. Potentially.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wow.
People who say it's the best one, I don't argue with. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. That's a valid argument. So,
all right. Oh, I can't wait to see it.
It was tremendous.
And you're saying there's nothing else coming out this week.
It's the weirdest thing. No. No, they didn't open anything. Literally nothing. And I think that's just the way.
So they just stayed out of its way for another weekend.
Exactly right. We've got, I think, three or four opening next weekend, but everyone's just like, nah.
Give it another week.
Everyone's going this. The Moline Cineplex, it's playing on 8 screens out of 14. So, I mean, it's like, it deserves its money.
Yeah,
it's really
there were a couple
good.
Times I looked on the app to see, like, what the theaters looked like in terms of, there were one or two occasions this weekend where I thought, maybe we can make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked, and there weren't a ton of seats available.
No. It's
not for the showings that I wanted to see, because I can't do IMAX. It's too much.
It really is, isn't it?
Do you need to see it in IMAX or?
No, I didn't. No. I just saw it on a regular size screen. It was good. But it's so worth it. I had such fun.
Now, one of the theater chains decided to, and I think this is something that they're all going to do because I think this is something that it made them a lot of money. Is that AMC they decided to charge a premium price.
Yeah, they like raised it a buck or something like
that. If you wanted to see the Batman, it was a dollar more than all the other movies.
Yeah, I heard that. I also heard like nobody complained.
Right.
It's just okay. We'll do that. I mean, I think that's the way it's going to go. You know, at the end, because nobody's complaining about it.
Right.
You're just kind of going with it. Okay. And you think to yourself, it's like, well, it's a Batman. It's 3 hours. I'll pay the extra dollar. Yeah. You know?
Give him another dollar.
Exactly right.
I'll be very interested to see what this thing does over the weekend because the word of mouth has been great. It made $128.5 million to the opening weekend, which seems like a lot of money. I think they were estimating it could have made $90 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know they're completely different movies.
Sure.
But you loved Spider-Man.
I did. In a fun Marvel way.
But you like this one better.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Better than Spider-Man No Way Home?
Oh, yeah. I thought so.
Wow.
But they're totally different animals.
Yeah.
It's not even a Marvel DC thing. It's just that Spider-Man is mostly goofy fun.
Yeah.
With some emotional point. You know, the Batman won't make you cry. The Spider-Man movie could easily make you cry, I think.
I see.
Yeah. They just, tonally, they're so different. But this one falls into my wheelhouse. I wrote in my review, I'd rather watch Zodiac a 20th time than Justice League twice. That's the way I'm built. So,
all right. Well, we're going to give you next week off if they're not going to do any movies.
I guess that,
we get, which is great because we have nothing to talk about next week. So
that worked out perfectly. It really did.
It's great planning. He's Mike Schultz. He is the movie critic and editor there at the River Cities Reader. And then you got more time now to work on your play, right?
I get to work on my play a little bit more, which is great. Yeah.
And when is that open?
That's April Fool's Day. It's Peter and the Starcatcher at the Spotlight Theater in Moline. It's going to be a blast. It's one of the funniest plays I've ever been in.
And which character are you?
I am Captain Hook before he becomes Captain Hook. So you kind of get to see how he becomes Captain Hook.
How do you go to all of these movies and memorize lines for a play like that?
I actually memorize in the car, like while driving, which isn't great, but...
Wait.
Please pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't want to scare people, and I don't want to inform law enforcement about this, but I just keep a script on the seat next to me, and, you know, every once I'll run lines in my head, and I'll just be like, oh, I'll just play this over real fast. I do most of it at home, but having long road trips helps.
You do most of it at home, but it sticks in the car.
It kind of does. Yeah, because you got nothing else to do. You're trapped in this little thing. If you don't play the radio or anything, it's like, I got nothing to do but work on this. So
it's possible we could be at a red light and look by the car over, and there's a guy doing his Dr. Hook or Captain Hook
impression. Yeah, absolutely. But now that, you know, you can talk on your phone in the car,
you don't
look as weird as you did 15 years ago.
There's plenty of ways to be distracted, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's Mike Schultz. He
joins
us.
I eat soup.
Thursday mornings here on David
with a
Darren
straw, I hope.
In the morning. I can't wait to see this Batman now.
I can't wait to talk to you about it. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, we'll do it again.
Worth it.
We'll do it again in 2 weeks.
Cool.
Thanks,
good.
Mike.
Thank you, guys.